And I believe everyone has a handout, correct? Okay. All right. Pastor's opened us in prayer. I make a motion we consider ourselves in business session. Is there a second? Seconded by Pat Kaiser. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. So we are now in business session. If you'll look at your notes here, I need to make sure I always double check to make sure I print things right. Otherwise, I get the wrong year on the budget and all sorts of things go wrong. So let me read to you the minutes from the previous meeting. This occurred on Wednesday, January 15th in 2025. Chairman of the Deacon Board, Seth Tunis, acknowledged Pastor Weigel's prayer as the opening prayer and moved that the church consider itself in business session. Don Atterbury seconded the motion that passed. Seth read the minutes of the Wednesday, October 16th, 2024, third quarterly business meeting, fourth quarterly business meeting. He moved it accepted as read. Pastor Haile Amiru seconded the motion that passed. Treasurer David Tunis read the six financial reports, including the general fund fourth quarter budget report, the general fund year-to-date budget report, the missions and deacons fund fourth quarter report, the missions and deacons fund year-to-date report, the investment report, and the Amharic Bible Society earmark tracker report. David moved to accept the reports as presented. Jerry Thompson seconded the motion that passed. For the chairman's report, Seth reviewed the church calendar. Seth read the old business notes. He reported our web presence and the live stream and social media. With no other old business, Seth moved the closing of old business. Mrs. Nancy Tunis seconded the motion that passed. Seth read the new business notes. Seth presented the Deacon Board recommendation to the church to re-elect Seth Tunis and Jerry Thompson for another three-year term, 2025 to 2027. Pastor Haile Amiru seconded the recommendation that passed unanimously. Seth outlined the proposed 2025 church budget, which was mislabeled for 2024, for $106,644, recommended by the Deacon Board. The new budget asks around $4,000 more from the congregation, increases the pastor's salaries by 4%, and increases each of the missionary support from $175 to $200 a month. Mrs. Karen Kopp seconded the motion that passed. Seth reported the Deacon Board recognizes the need to reshingle the roofs of the church building and the rental property this year. The heating and cooling of the lobby will probably be replaced this spring for a projected $9,400. Finally, the concrete of the rear ramp, retaining walls, and courtyard needs professionally replaced. We are waiting on the Lord to help our Ethiopian brethren find the best property for the church and translation school. We are sending $51,772.98 we have designated from our investment fund in $25,000 portions. With no further new business, Seth moved the closing of new business. Jerry Thompson seconded the motion that passed. Don Atterbury moved to adjourn the business session, and Mrs. Angela Tunis seconded the motion that passed. Seth closed the meeting in prayer. Respectfully submitted, Cheryl Weigel, Secretary. Comments, questions, corrections from the minutes? We had the date. We had the, that I read the third quarterly business meeting notes. Annual meeting is the fourth quarter. We read the fourth quarter at the annual meeting. Right. So that should have said fourth quarter. Yes, this is the second quarter. Yes. Yes. Tonight is the first quarter.
So you're reading the annual, which is the fourth quarter.
Right.
But on the annual, we read the third quarter.
No, we're saying. All right, well, January is the first.
We read the previous meeting. Yeah. I call the annual business meeting is in January, but that's the no. This is the second quarter business meeting. It's occurring in April. So the first quarter business meeting is the annual, not the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter is the one that occurs in.
Was for the previous one,
which would have been the third
So we're in agreement. There's no changes. Then you can write. Comments, questions, other. We're good on the minutes. Quarterly business meeting. Read the minutes from the previous meeting. There we go. whenever that was. All right, I make a motion. We accept the minutes as read. As written. I mean. Is there a second? Seconded by Nancy Tunis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Moving on. Motion passes. Moving on. All right, get me out of the stage. On to the treasurer's report. You'll get the treasurer up here. He's got F1 for his first quarter report for the general fund, M1 for first quarter report for the mission fund, investment fund, and then the Amharic Bible Society earmark fund tracker, which he may skip and hand back to me. I'm not sure. Yeah. Treasurer, it's all you.
Yeah, burn a little more electricity. Well, it's been an interesting few weeks getting together the money. We went to the bank today and initiated a wire transfer for the last amount that should be more than enough to make, even including lifting fees that get taken along the way as it travels along that wire, and exchange rates and fees for the brokers and dealers of the real estate and all that. We should still have more than enough over there by morning to accomplish everything. But right now we want to look at the quarter one, January, February, March, and see how we did. And that also serves as your year-to-date, because we've only completed 3 months in the year. So let's look at what we did here. We'll first look at the income at the top this time, and it's envelope contributions, and our look at the budget amount was $16,425, and the actual amount under the line under the column mark quarter one, $14,181. So we fell short by $1,944 in that line. And then my YO contributions, we budgeted $5,436. The actual amount was $5,227.59. And that fell short by $200. We have an investment transfer in option that we can take. We didn't take it this time, $1,500. We saw none of that come in. Rent was $25.50, and all of that came in as scheduled. And then we haven't seen any race money yet this year. And then other, we had $5 came in. So altogether, we had $22,263.59 that came in income, and the budget was for $26,661. And that's $4,397.41 less than what we budgeted. So it came in very light with the income. Well, so let's look at the operating expenses. And we see the first five categories are salaries and benefits for the pastors, two pastors. The gas is next. And the budget was for $450, and let's see, it was a wintery type month or quarter, so we had we spent $831.90. So we used $381.90 more than we budgeted. But the electric bill, we had a $18.57 under budget, so we had a little surplus there. 90 cents. For the communications, under budget, water was $3.20 over budget. The trash service was $6.72 under budget. And the building insurance was $157.50 over budget. and workman's comp was $126 under budget. We see missions there. We managed to hit the budget with that, no surprise. And then in the area of the office, we budgeted $110 and we spent $180. So we were, no, we budgeted $110 and the budget was, no, we spent $110 and the budget was for $180. So we were $70 under budget there. The maintenance, we budgeted $150 and we spent $215, so we were over budget by $65.65. And then the ministry amounts, we budgeted $675, but we didn't need to use any, so we were surplus under budget by $675. Then the parsonage, we budgeted, and we budget, it's a high monthly amount, because we pay taxes twice a year. So what you see there is that the first quarter we had just normal expenses of the utilities, $779.25. The budget was for $1,995, so we were positive there. That left the operating expenses. We were under budget of expenses by $1,486.69, but with the $4,397.41 shortfall, we used $2,910.72 more than what we budgeted. There was also a project which we decided we needed to get done, and that was the new heating and air conditioning system that covers the foyer area. And that cost us, because up in the attic there and down on the ground and so forth, it came in lower than what we had in our minutes is what we thought it would cost. $8,209 was what it cost us. So we took that from the our investment fund, and that amounts to the seasonal income. And then the seasonal expense of $8,209 there, they netted out at the bottom. And so we were $2,910.72 combined total off. But on the basis of the expenses over, let's see, the expenses over the income, it amounts to, where's my line? Total income was $30,472.59, and the combined total expenses were $33,383.31. So we were $2,910.72 more than we the difference in the expenses to the income. So we started down here. You can see we started the quarter. That would have been at the beginning of the year with $10,855.35, and when we ended at the end of March, we had $7,944.63 plus $100 in the online account, gives us a balance of $8,044.63. So trimmed it down a little bit. It was a heavy quarter for us. Any questions on that? Let's see. Next is the mission. Any questions? Okay. So this is for the first quarter. And you see there laid out January, February, and March. Shows you the money that came in. We had money came in several categories. The general fund support, $3,600. Designated amounts for the whole quarter with $3,450. And then undesignated, $575, and investment tithe was $555. And so $8,181 came in for missions. I would like to remind you that this was just through the end of March, so it doesn't include all the stuff that happened here the first weeks of April. Then you can see how the money was set out. each missionary and the monthly amount. There was extra given to some of the missionaries. There were extra efforts on the Pizarros in March, and extra effort for Swanson to get him onto the field in February and March. And then some miscellaneous fees there, the wire transfer fee and a check printing fee. And so we sent out, let's see, Ethiopian Church. Oh, we sent out $25,000 for the Ethiopian Church property and translation work also during this time. That went out in January. So you can see there that we had $8,181 came in, and $32,179.11 went out. So that was $23,999.11 of a difference. However, note that the starting balance in the mission fund was $25,618.38, and after we moved all the money out of there that we could, we only had $1,619.27 left. But we also had the Deacon Fund, which has $1,025, and we also managed to add a little bit to the Youth Fund, $678, which went back out too. Okay, so zeroed that one out real quick. So the combined balances at the end of March was $2,644.27. Any questions? All right. Next is the investment fund. And this first sheet here, I-11, it shows you some representative values of our investment fund over the last couple years or so, and then some year-end. If you look up there at all the Decembers, running back to 2013, you can see representatively about what we had available from time to time. Notice that the month over month from last month, we were up 96, or we were down 96% at the end of March over February. A little bit of a drop there. The next column is year over year, and that 95% means 95.99. That means we dropped about 4.1% year over year. So you go back to to March last year, we had about 511, and now we're at 491. And then from the peak, and what are we looking at? 542 was the peak. We got it in bold there. And we've dropped 10% off that November top that we had, and then we plummeted down from the trough, and then the trough would be roughly it looks like I'm calling that December, and we're up 3% from the December amount, so kind of flopping around there. Anyway, that's what we have to work with, and so the next section then, at the end of the month of March, we had $491,342. And then you also will probably see that sometime during the last quarter, we initiated several, at least one before April 1 of $25,000 we took out, went somewhere. Let's see. For the month. The month of March actually was a 126 for missions and $8,209 for the project of the air conditioning and heating. And so we drew out in March $8,335. That would have brought it down a little bit for a final. And then for the quarter, we took out $555 for missions and $8,209 for the air conditioning. So this doesn't show much of what went to Ethiopia, which I've been working on for so long. So anyway, we've only had, year to date, we've only taken out $8,764. And then we had a balance that we moved, left over from last year that went out. But that's not in there. But that will affect where you can see that would affect it would be the difference between from November to January. We'll get into all that stuff about the funding of the property over there. So, yeah, we'll move on. Dividends. You'll notice that we make we have in January $1,072 and change, and February was $1,255 and change, and in March we had $1,582 in change. So year to date, we have collected in our dividend in dividends from the investment fund $3,910. The average is about $1,303 per month. Any questions on any of that? There's my. So there's one more page here, and I think I'll have Seth speak to that because he prepared that report. And in the meantime, I make the motion we accept the other reports as written.
Okay. All right. So we have a motion to accept the financials up through I-1 as reported. Is there a second to that? Seconded by Karen Kopp. We'll go there. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. And so I-2, I don't know how much of it is a financial report. It's an earmark tracker to kind of keep. This doesn't actually show how much money is physically sitting anywhere. This is imaginary money that's part of the investment fund. We're including this because we're kind of closing this out. So we want to make sure that everyone understands how we got to where we were. And then we can answer the questions of, did we meet our commitment of what we said we were going to do? Did we take more of church funds and send them than we were supposed to? Or did we not send enough? Or did we do exactly, you know, that those are the questions. So we want to make sure it's transparent here. So what I have highlighted there, when we were seeing these peaks in October of 530, that was the one that kind of triggered our alert of, hey, this market's a little high, so we should lock in what we're committing to send to the Ethiopian Bible Society. And so while you see that number in November was a little bit higher, you see the number in December is much lower. So we got into this, especially with the election, and then you know end of the year, things started going a little crazy. And they're still in a panic on what's happening with the market. So we did well to lock that in at that 530-169 number. At that point, we had $91,000 allocated for the Amharic Bible Society. And you see then in October, we pulled out on the Amharic draw column. I didn't highlight that one, that $14,569.46. That is the portion that we pulled out of the investment fund to pair with giving that came in the offering plate of $10,000 plus some others to lump it together and send that $25,000 that you saw that came out of the mission account in January. That was that December number. Then, that was October. That was last year. Then we did $25,000 in December, seeing that these were high and we needed to get the money moving out. So we had $25,000 in December, and that was referenced in the business meeting minutes from the last meeting that we were working on sending the remaining $51,000 to get it out as well. So $30,000 of that went on April 1st. So it's not on any of the reports we have in front of us yet. You'll see them on the missions fund report next quarter. And then $18,000 went after that. That adds up to $48,000, not quite the $51,000. So there's that $3,700 remainder sitting there. So tracking that, the Amharic draw all the way back from the beginning, $115,704 is what was used or sent. I say used or sent because some of it went. But some of it was not sent. It was used for brochures and pens and Bible printing and things like that. That the costs were here, so they didn't transfer over to Ethiopia. So there, some of the entries aren't visible because prior to July 2021, We were doing a little bit different math to backstop that $25,000 we initially committed so that it wouldn't lose value just because the market would drop. And in between July of 2021 and April 2022, it just kind of floated around. So there were some other entries in there. We could expand those out and see them. But that gives you the totals there to see what was here and what was committed. And we'll get to that in the new business as we cover what we've done with that money. Is there any questions on that before I move on to old business? Okay. Moving on to old business then. Oh, okay. Well, I'll make a motion that we accept this individual page as a snapshot of what we had been tracking with the Amharic Bible Society. So there's a motion to accept that report as reviewed. Second by Jerry. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. So then moving on to old business. We have the church calendar there. A couple notes coming up. The end of April here, we have Pastor Miru heading out on an Ethiopia trip. Spoiler alert, for the property purchasing, right? That's the plan on the trip. So jump to conclusions, Matt. There's already, the money should be there to be able to, for him to accomplish that purpose when he gets there. Then after that, we've got the Heritage Spring Banquet and the combined services on Wednesday, April 30th, down at Heritage. So we want to make sure everybody knows there won't be a Wednesday night service here in this building because we're expecting you to go down there instead. And if you need a ride, just let us know. We'll find somebody that can take you. I also had Thursday, May 8th written down as our deacon board meeting, and that's the date Pastor Amir gave us that he should be graduating from, I don't know where, but with a master's degree in Bible translation. So, FBST. Okay. First Bible School of Translation.
Is that an online course or?
There you go, filling out all the words. All right, is there anything else on the calendar we need to make sure we discuss as old business before we move on? Nope. Okay, the rest of the old business here on the top of this next page. The church calendar, the food and Fellowship Friday. We did one of those. And do we want to add another one now, or do we want to discuss it later? I task my wife with looking at the calendar and deciding when to set it.
Here.
Everyone good? Good with just finding out when that will be? Okay.
Yeah, I think the ladies have a good handle on it.
All right. Let the...
That's beyond our...
Let the ladies decide.
You've got down Sunday, May 26th.
You know, Sunday. And we go back to my calendar. Where is my calendar? It should be the last page, right? Yeah. Sunday, May 25th.
So you have down its parking, but you also have the same day to say those guest
speakers. Oh, yeah, that won't be a thing, so. Yeah, that was just to mark down the pastor won't be here. But it doesn't need to be noted the pastor won't be here. So you can mark that line out, the second Monday, May 25th. That'll just be Indy 500 parking and hospitality. Either on the 20th or the 24th, the Saturday before, right, to do something.
So how many cars did you park last year? 82?
I don't have that number here.
I think it was like
70. I'd have to, I don't have.
That's a curiosity.
It was... $3,200, I think, if I remember correctly. I think we broke $3,000 on the receipts for that. So, yeah, it was $3,200. So yeah, well, I already have some people calling me, nobody's called me yet. I have emails and some text messages that I need to start tracking. Write everybody down. The party bus wants a spot, and so.
His wife said no.
So I cannot put them on my driveway. I need to talk to my neighbors and see who can entertain the party bus. All right. Anything else, church calendar? We'll move on. Nope. Okay. On the web presence, live stream, and social media, everything seems to be working fine. We were with the aging camera that's on the right. It's still fully functional, and it captures the wide view of everything. But I was playing around with webcams, and so I went ahead and got that other webcam that moves and tilts and everything. So that's the one on the left. That's the new one. It's got much better color tone. And because it's optically zooming, as it's zoomed into this, you get more pixels of this instead of all the pixels of this, and then blow up the pixels that are here. So that, no cost to the church or anything, but it's helped with the clarity on the live stream, and we've gotten some good feedback on that already. Everything else seems to be working fine, so no real issues there. And as you saw on the financial reports, $8,209 was spent on the furnace and AC unit replacement for the lobby. We had gotten quotes from a bunch of groups of people, and that one seemed to be a perfectly good quote from a reputable group, and we didn't need to spend as much money as some of the others had quoted. I got quotes all the way up to almost $20,000. And so it's like, it just is like a 20 by 20 room that's used five times a week. So we don't really need all that. So we went with the cheaper system. It still has a 5-year warranty or 10-year warranty, whatever it is, and it'll be fine. So that was the option we selected. We saved $1,200 over what we had quoted last year. That concludes the old business, unless there's some other old business that somebody wants to bring up. Yes.
I just have a question.
Yes. Okay. Aside from, there was one day it was raining, and I noticed that the little trough drain here at the thing had gotten clogged up. I had to pull the pieces out and get some of the mud out of it so that it would flow. Aside from that, we didn't have any issues. There is a problem with this wall here to the courtyard, where down in the basement we get a little bit of water, but that happens even in not severe rains. There was just a little bit of water on the floor in the kitchen. Just put a fan on it, and it was dried up in no time. That was the only intrusion that we got. Yep, it held up fine. We did not have any, no major flooding. No flooding in the building at all, really.
Yeah, we did have one basement floor drain over the parsonage. They have a little check valve, and that got stuck. And once we freed up that little hall that sits in that check valve, it drained out right away. So there was
but all in, no real major issues. Good. All right. Well, then make a motion. We accept the old business as reviewed. Is there a second to that? Seconded by Pastor Haile Miru. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. Moving on to new business. So in the past quarter, occupants, our renters over here at the Parsonage House, rental house, had a step on the back step that failed them. Nobody was hurt that I know of, you know, but it's starting to crumble, the concrete steps that are in the back. So we, the deacons, gathered around it, and we decided to replace the concrete steps with a wooden deck. If I was doing it myself, I'd just build it right over top of what's there, or break up enough to make sure I had room for all my framing, whatever it would be. But we were going to replace that with a deck. We had options for a small one, just a little tiny deck with like one set of stairs down, or a larger, 10-foot by 15-foot. And we decided that the 10 by 15 would be the best solution because it would give more outdoor entertaining space, useful space to such a small house to have somewhere outside. And then you step out of the door onto the same level that you've got, so you're not trying to step up a step while you're going into the building. The estimated cost is going to be $3,200, and we've already approved the contractor to do that. Construction will start once they have confirmed they've got all the permitting things figured out. We don't want to be experts in permitting, and we don't want to deal with that. So on initial run, they're like, oh, yeah, you don't need a permit for that because it's just going to sit on top of blocks. Like the way it'll just be on those little pylon blocks. You're not pouring footers You're not anchoring it to the building, whatever. I'm like, you guys are the experts. We'll let you do whatever you want. But we did double check with the Speedway code enforcement, and on their like main permit application thing, they have deck above 18 inches and deck below 18 inches as like a default checkbox. So we know they're expecting something, some kind of kickback permit for doing it. And when I reached out to Jim Merritt John Merritt, I emailed him just with a hypothetical. And he said, if it's above 30 inches, which is where the top of those steps are, then you need a permit from Indianapolis because of the height, because you can't fall off the sides. You have to have railings and things like that, which we were already planning railings around it, and then two sets of stairs coming down. So that's all that to say, as soon as our contractor, which is King Kong Roofing, is who we decided to go with. Yeah, they do roofs and decks. They'll even do a deck on your roof if you want. They as soon as they have all that sorted out, then we'll get that done, and there won't be any. And that'll be a nice improvement for that property. And I'm not worried about losing parking spaces back there. Everybody's like, oh, you won't be able to park as many cars back there. I bet I can still fit as many as we need to. And if I can't, if I lose $20 a car for one or two or three cars, it's okay. We're not going to let that interfere. Any questions on that? The parsonage steps? Yeah, we just have to pick it up and set it there because it can't drive up the stairs and it'll go through the railing. All right, that brings us to the elephant in the room, the Ethiopian elephant, the property purchase plans in Ethiopia. So I put this together hopefully to try to explain everything and make sure it's clear. So there's a lot here. If at any point I lose you, just say, stop, hold on, what are you talking about? So after the disappointment of the previous property, we had pictures in the last meeting that building with the fence had the little infant babies on it or whatever they were. After the disappointment of not getting that property, which that fell through, for those of you who don't know, because the person selling it was afraid to sell it because then people would know that they had the money from selling it. And they would go after that person. And so they were afeared for their life that somebody would come and take their money or get it from them or strong-arm them to get it. So we left that aside. But after that disappointment, Pastor Miru and the church on site began searching again, and they found a new site with a partially constructed multi-story building that would meet the need and is in the price range that appears to be attainable. And if you flip a page back to look at the pictures, you can see that is the structure. You flip one, just look, yeah. No, back, well, flip another page. Forward, backward, second quarter, third, whatever. So you can see this obviously still needs some construction, still needs some work, but it's a structure and it's a property and it can be finished out. Level by level, as soon as the bottom floor is usable, they could meet there. As soon as the second floor is usable, they could have some offices and things like that. Third floor, fourth floor, and then you could even probably walk on the roof, have like an outdoor patio on the top of it. That's how those kind of buildings generally work, right? You could stand on the top, put some railings around it, and have an up-top entertainment space. And then Samson comes along and smashes the bottom pillars and the whole thing collapses, right? So don't let the no Samson the blind kill all the Philistines. Yeah, don't let the Philistines in because it'll collapse. Okay. So as of today, April 16th, 2025, a total of $144,020 has been transferred to Ethiopia for the purchase of the property for the Amharic Bible Society. By our estimates, that should be over 17 million birr, with the asking price of the property currently negotiated to 15.5 million birr. Doing the math on that 144, it may be closer to 18 million, but it's at least more than what is needed to get the property, and then they have some money to improve it. So where did that 144,000 come from? This is a list of the transfers for anyone that wants needs this record, of money that left the United States and went to the Ethiopian Bible Society account at Deborah Berhan Baptist Church bank account, whatever is there. This is all of the transfers that went. So the first one was that $500 test transfer, which landed in the account. Then there was the $25,000 initial transfer from the investment fund. Then in October of last year, there was $25,000, which was giving. There was money that came in from another church and paired that up with money from here. $14,569.46 that came out of our investment fund, paired up with the giving that came in and went out in the $25,000 there. January 10th of this year, $25,000 out of the investment fund. April 3rd of this year, $30,000 from the investment fund. And then this one that just went through today, Dave sent $38,520. That was giving from the congregation of $20,600. I know we mentioned $15,600. There was another $5,000 that came in, but it didn't go through the offering plate. It landed right over in the missions account, and it gets tracked. So, but it came, that $20,600 came from the pockets of the people in these pews. That portion right there, plus a portion of the $10,430 that we went back in October of last year. So that $20,600 plus $18,000 from the investment fund, that matches what was on the Amharic Bible Society tracker, the $18,000 there. This was the only one, this transfer that happened today was the only one that Dave took the transfer fee of $80 out of the transfer money. You saw an $80 transfer fee that the mission fund paid for on one of the previous ones. Those fees have been kind of bouncing around different places. We just kind of left them in other places. This one, he said, we'll just take it out of the money that's going. So that's why it's an odd number of 38,520 instead of 38,600. But that adds up to the $144,020. Does this meet our stated goal? So back in December of 2020, we committed $25,000 plus half of the growth, half of the increase of the investment fund. So starting at $372,000, and so I rounded these all off to thousands because there's a lot of digits to them. So starting at that number, which was, if you go back and you look at your, well, you don't have it, but it's on the Amharic Bible Society tracker. $372,000. When we were at that amount, we said $25,000 plus half of the growth. Ending that in October of 2024, when the fund was at $530,000, the growth was $158,000, half of it being $79,000. Add the $25,000, so because it was $25,000 plus half of the growth, that leaves us at half being $79,000. Add the $25,000, and our commitment should be $104,000. So we committed when we pegged this at October 2024 at that $530,000 value amount. Our responsibility was to take $104,000 and send it. The $144,000 that we've sent, minus the $31,000 that came in giving from various sources, minus the $4,000 remainder, because there's still $4,000 there, leaves us at $109,000. So what we actually sent was $109,000, or for those of you keeping track, $5,000 more than our commitment. So we've actually sent from that original commitment of $25,000 plus half of the growth, we have actually sent $5,000 more than we were. I'm going to say it this way: than we were supposed to, because that money would have been our money to keep. However, where did this $5,000 come from? If you remember, early on, we placed the backstop on the initial $25,000. When we first said $25,000 plus half of the growth, the very next month, the market dropped over $10,000. And we said, well, that we're not going to put that on. We're not going to take that from their $25,000. We're going to backstop that, secure that. And then over the couple months after that, it kind of bounced around a little bit until it got back out of the gutter and started skyrocketing. That drop was $10,000. I'm getting ahead of my notes. I should read my notes. The initial $25,000, so it wouldn't be lost in market losses. In January 2021, we saw the $10,000 market loss that would have hit the $5,000, that would have been the $5,000 hit to the Bible Society side of the fund. So for anyone concerned that we took more money than we were supposed to and sent it off to Ethiopia, That is fully accounted for as being what we promised in the backstop to not pull from their funds when the market dipped early at the beginning. After it started taking off, we had pulled that $25,000 and sent it, and we said, okay, no more backstop. All the gains, all the losses, we share them evenly. And that's what you see on your sheet, is that it's going. And so what we did at the end, we did kind of the same thing. We pegged it at that 530. We said, that's $91,000 that needs to go. Lock that in, and all the market losses and gains will float on the Open Door Baptist Church remainder portion of that. So what is the status of the Open Door Baptist Church Fund right now? I'm sure you hear a lot about the market being bad and stocks plummeting and things like that. As of the close today, so fast forward to today, not October of 2024, at the 530,000 number, we're at 410,000. That's after all this has come out. That's after all 144,000 has gone over to Ethiopia over this course of time and a lot more recently. We're at 410,000. This is 38,000 higher than when we started in December of 2020. So higher than that 372 number that we had. And that includes 44,000 that's been pulled out over the past 5 years for projects here in the general fund of Open Door Baptist Church. So if you were to go back on your investment reports and you grab all of the general fund draws, well, like even just this, we had 8,000 earlier this year, had about 20,000. We had, you know, portions of the pew padding that we paid for out of the investment fund. All of those projects, all those things that we wanted to do, we took that money out of the investment fund, and it affects the balance of how much is theirs, how much is ours. So that if you take that 38,000, we are higher than where we started, and the 44,000 that we used in the past 5 years. I appreciate Dr. Kopp. He always, every business meeting or every deacon board meeting, he's always adding the draw back into the investment and saying, well, that's your real gains, because that's what you would have if you didn't spend it. But you were able to spend it because you had it. Adding that back, we would have 82,000. So our portion, half of the growth, what we, you know, our side of half the growth would still be roughly that 79,000 that we promised to them. So they got 79,000, half of the growth. We got 82,000, 79,000, roughly number, half of the growth. We still have more than we started with. And so we fulfilled that obligation. So what do we do next? There is that $4,000 remainder sitting in the investment fund right now. We didn't pull every penny out. It's $3,772.98 to be exact. That's still available. It's in the investment fund still right now as a dollar amount flagged. It's mixed in with other stuff, but we're flagging it as a dollar amount still. It's still available. If Pastor Miru stood up and said, I need all of it right now, we could clear that out. But he hasn't said that. I think he's good. But what the deacons would like to do with that, and at our last deacon meeting, we agreed this is what we should do with that, is take that out of the investment fund, out of our investment fund, like that account, and start a new account with it as a seed money to let it grow separately. Because that will do. It'll do two things. One, it will let it be its own thing. He can just pull up the bank statement, or pull up the account statement, and he knows how much money he's got. He can keep track of dividends or whatever that might be there. It keeps that separate, and it gets it. Maybe that's the first thing. It simplifies it for tracking. So Dave would still invest it in whatever magic funds that are in there that gain him interest, gain him dividends, things like that. But it would clear up the books. So there's no longer this tracking if it goes up, if it goes down. Because right now, if we were to say, okay, that's the portion of the Amharic Bible Society money, and this is the Open Door Baptist Church Investment Fund, the 410, that's how it's split. And then next month we lose $20,000 in the market. Well, that money would, half of that would be gone if we tried to continue that half thing. So we want to just separate that out and let it grow. Let those sheep grow in their own pen, and let the Open Door Baptist Church sheep grow in their pen. That's the plan. I don't know if I explained it as well. That's what we want to do, and that's what we have decided we're going to do. But I guess we want to ask the congregation if that's to put their stamp of approval on that. Yes, Nancy, you had a question.
Well, the Pharisees said anything that might have helped my mom and dad,
fluctuations, if they go down, the Amharic people will get their lower fluctuation, or if it goes up, they will get the higher. But it won't have to be dependent on our account, just whatever their index is.
Correct. We want to simplify this for Dave and for Seth, who is trying to keep this long spreadsheet of whose money's where. And it's as simple as Dave just clicking a couple buttons and maybe adding Pastor Miru to an account or something, so that it's separate. And that we feel that would be the best solution. And then we close this commitment, and then the commitment tracker of the Amharic Bible Society Building Fund that we started in December of 2020, that commitment's closed, and we can start a new commitment to do whatever we want to with the remainder. Put that, once we put that over there, we could say, hey, let's add to it, or let's take regular offerings and they can go directly in there. However, whatever we want to do, we've got plenty of freedom. It's not like, I'm not saying this to say, like, we're cutting them off, get out of here. That's not what's happening. We just want to clarify, you know, kind of, it's time to separate the sheep. And so we're separating them into two different pens, and then they can grow together, because the investments that they get put into be the same type of things that are in our main fund anyway. Yes.
So the near $4,000 that was part of their fund is seed money for their own investment
account. Yes, their own investment account, still managed by Dave, to be wisely handled. Yes.
One time, one of our D4 meetings, did we talk about if we had that money over there, that they made better rate than what we was making, or do I just remember that?
There were times we looked at our investment fund and the interest, like the percent changes, and we said, wow, that 25 we sent over earlier is growing at a higher interest rate than what we make. So that would require some analysis. I would say probably Dave would be in agreement. It'd be best to keep your eggs in separate baskets. So they now have a large fund over there that can grow whatever they don't spend on the building, that can grow and pay the light bill and pay the improvement costs and things like that with the interest that they earn off of that. But then having a portion here where it's easier for American dollars to just go into that fund here, because we can collect American dollars and put them in there all the time, and then it's easy to just to transfer them out to send them over there. So I would suspect it would be best to keep them in both places. But if Pastor Miru and Dave looked at all the numbers and they said, no, they would make more money over there taking the whole thing over there, then we could do that as well if they wanted that. But we think it would be good to have it like as a seed account here to grow. Yeah. We could. We can do whatever we want. Dave, you have a question before we move on?
I just want a couple things. On the investment things like that, I forget what I was going to say. Anyway, we can manage the money and look at the options. But what I was going to say is that capital gains. Usually, when the market is doing well and growing, it grows a lot faster than dividends, even at 12%. But there are times when the market won't give you that, and then the 12% looks good. If you're trying to be careful with your money and you don't want to suffer market losses, then 12% is a good number for you. But if you're trying to take a little risk, a la the Man with the Talents, to where you can double your money in 6 years, the American market is a good place to be. I also wanted to clarify, I don't know if it may be hard to understand, but there's a difference between how much money came out of the investment fund and how much money went over to Ethiopia by wire transfer, and that's because there have been other givings put into the pile that went over there that didn't come out of our investment.
Correct. Yeah, the giving from here and that came from here was of that 144,000 that's gone over there, 30 something of it had come out of the pockets of these pews and some other churches. There was a church in Great Britain that sent money here to send it over to Ethiopia. So it does. Not all 144,000 came out of the investment fund. I thought I made that clear. If I didn't, sorry. So this is the plan, as kind of explained, that we're the deacons are going to move forward with on making another account to pull this out and set it in there, and then have it handled wisely. Yes. Well, the youth fund and the missions fund and the deacons fund all sit in the same bank account.
The Amharic fund, investment fund would be a separate.
Completely separate account, separate fund, different account number at Charles Schwab. With the other account, but separate. Together, but separate. So, if there's any question about that, is there... any other questions about that? And I suppose we should ask one of the deacons to make the motion that we go ahead and do that.
So when we make that motion, can we use it up to five?
Yeah, you want to make that motion?
If you've got $1,000, you
want to
throw it in there.
Hmm?
Not my
father.
No,
I'll see. All right, so Jerry makes the motion that we follow this process, that we're good with what the deacons have decided to do here, taking that $3,770 to $3,798. And move that over. So there's the motion. Is there a second to that? Seconded by Angela Tunis. Before we vote, doing things in the right order, any comments, questions, amendments to that motion?
Can I hear the motion again?
The motion is to do the what we do next. The $3,772.98 to move out of the investment fund into a new investment account fund for the Amharic Bible Society.
And are you specifying a dollar amount for that? I mean, what are you suggesting? This is what I want to know. Are you suggesting the investment fund?
I was gonna get the amendment to it. So he's suggesting what we have on that last line, to do exactly what the deacons have proposed to do. Yeah. Okay. And then there's gonna be an amendment to the motion to bump that up to an even $5,000. I'll make that amendment. I propose that amendment to the motion. Is there a second to that amendment? Anyone?
Did we get a second to your original?
Yes, that was Angela. No, she had a second to the original motion. Second to the original motion of do what we say, what do we do next? So amendment to that. Then the amendment proposed by me to the motion to bump that up to an even $5,000 to move over into that account. Seconded by Jerry again. I was hoping for somebody else out there. It's in the investment fund.
Okay, so you're saying your amendment is to round it up from the investment fund.
Yes. Yes, to an even 5,000 from the investment fund. Okay. Seconded by Jerry. All right. All in favor of that amendment to the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, I have two opposed. Out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. And then any other discussion on the... So now the motion with the amendment has passed. Is there any other discussion on the motion before we vote on the motion, full motion? Nope. Okay. So, all in favor of the full motion with the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? One opposed.
One abstained. Do we need to hear the to sound like a good authority.
Well, they didn't voice their opinion on the discussion other than to vote against it. I'd opened the floor for, so that, you know. I mean, we can entertain more discussion. It's already passed. All right. Then that's closed. Is there any other new business needs to be brought to the floor? Nope. Okay, then I make a motion to close the new business as discussed. Is there a second to that? Second to ending new business, Nancy Tunis. All in favor, say aye. Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. New business is closed. Like to entertain a motion from the floor to adjourn. Would someone so like to move? So move to adjourn the business session. Anyone? Pastor Miru. Moves to adjourn the business session. Is there a second? Seconded by Pat Kaiser. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. Business session is adjourned. Thank you for being here. Yes, Pastor Miru.
I want to say something about the whole process. I want to
come on up here, and then when you're done, I'll pre-ask you to close this in prayer. Pre-ask.
I want to say thank you for all of you. Open Door Baptist Church. It's amazing how things unfolded. I didn't think when we came first here with my family before I came over, I told to my son, just find a Baptist church and go there and stick there. Don't go to Ethiopian church. Because Ethiopian churches are charismatic and no help for spiritual growth. So he came with my daughter Shalom, and then we followed. We didn't think that Open Door would give me office. And when I spoke to Pastor, he said, I have an office. I have three offices, one at the Baptist, one at Heritage, one at my home. Now take my office. So soon Dave gave me the key to the church and the office. So you didn't know me, you trusted me. This is from the Lord. And I am really touched by that. And so we stayed here and we love the fellowship and your kindness and your love, your encouragement, sometimes your tears. It's amazing. Karen always cries. And Nancy and Dave always every Sunday here. Now my Amharic teachers are surrounding me here. So you encouraged me a lot. And now when we think of Debre Brahan is one of the historic places in Ethiopia. It's not evangelized, but in 15th century, 1440, around that time, before Martin Luther started Reformation, there were some groups who started Reformation in Ethiopia under the cover of Orthodox Church. Now, Debre Brahan massacred many true believers because of that reformation. The king that time was very sad, very angry to stop the reformation, you know, preaching of the gospel and taking out believers from Orthodox Church and establishing churches. Then the key leaders were gathered. They buried them under their head, and they galloped horses on their heads. Blood was shed in Debre Brahan. Debre Brahan is historic because of this killing of many innocent believers. And you, Opendoor Baptist Church, are becoming that history. So, I'm thankful, and God bless you. It's a wonderful partnership, and I believe the Lord our God will shine out the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ from that place to the surrounding area, and will use this particular place for his honor and glory. Thank you.
Oh, I asked you to pray for us.
Let us pray. Our glorious, gracious Lord, we humbly bow our heads before your almighty and all-knowing, gracious kindness. We thank you, for you are our God who makes history even by your small people. I cannot say this church is a small church. Your church is not small. It is your church where you are the head and the ruler and the shepherd of your church. So through this mighty church, you are helping so many places by your great and kindness. When we think of Debre Abraham, how historic that place is, even undergoing so many persecution, how we thank you and appreciate your kindness, doing again history in that place through the work of your mighty Holy Spirit and by your people here at Opendoor Baptist Church. I personally thank you for pastor and for these church leaders, for our brother Seth and Dave Tunis, Jerry, and Dr. Mike, and our brother Don, and all of us here. We thank you, gracious Lord, and bless this church yet again to representing you accurately and to shine out your gospel throughout the world. Oh, our gracious Lord, how we thankful and praising your name in this place. Keep us always eager to serve you, representing you truly, and we pray, and I pray for that place to be kept until we sign the purchase agreement, for the devil to do not work any other thing other than that place is given to us. Our Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Dismiss us by your blessing. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his glory. Amen.